Splash, play. Splash your sails. Splash your sails. Play with Amy, Quinn Lee. Splash your sails. Starting now with Amy, Quinn Lee. Go.
What up, fools? Welcome to the Splash your Sails podcast. I'm your host, Amy Quinn Lee, and today we are here to recap the Jess Cagle show. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, I don't even know who Jess Cagle is. It sounds like Kegel. Kegel. I'm sure she's heard that 1 to 1,000,000 times. No, we're here for Jeff Lewis Live. I don't know, the SiriusXM Jess Cagle pops up when I'm looking for Jeff Cagle. All right, Jeff Lewis, March 4th to March 8th. What a motherfucking week we got, people. And we're starting with Monday. Live from New York, we had There's a Mouse in the Barbie Corvette. There's a woman churning butter in the Barbie Corvette inside of Nicole Ryan's playroom, all right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to go back to day one of Nicole Ryan being on JLL when she told the most hilarious story of her husband trapping her in a playroom with a mouse, a live action mouse. And he was... He wasn't just infesting them. He was also trying to steal. He was trying to commit, what is it when you carjack? He was trying to carjack their Barbie Corvette from their three-year-old. And he was just riding around in the Barbie Corvette trying to get away from Nicole. He's little Stuart Little. He's like, vroom, vroom. Vermin, vermin. That's what the sound of a car makes when a mouse is driving it. Vermin. Oh my God. What the fuck? P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way. How did we get here? Lord only knows. All I was trying to do was introduce Nicole Ryan, but really, welcome to Splash of Sass, where we just splash everywhere. We splash, and all the sass is included. So enjoy. Now, Jeff starts off Monday morning by saying, good afternoon, everyone. Good morning, Scott. What? Good evening, folks. Like, what do we need to go through every single time a day in the span of 10 seconds? I can't go from a good afternoon, everyone. A good morning, Scott. Why is Scott stuck in morning? What is Scott not in the afternoon? If anything, Oscar and Jameson, they were the LA producers. They were the ones stuck in the morning. But then we had Scott in New York. What was also fascinating to me is that when Jeff goes to New York, he has a SiriusXM New York producer, right? Obviously, they need somebody in-house. But then they still have two producers over in Cali. So then they get an extra producer when he's in New York. But then Jeff was getting so mad at Jameson and Oscar. He was like, where's those eyeballs? Get them out of your dick hole. Like, get your, every time something, a call or whatever, he's like, Oscar and Jameson, what are you guys doing over there? Twiddling your twats? And it's like, yeah, probably, because Scott can handle it. Can't Scott handle it? I mean, why do we need 70,000 producers to make, but okay. All right. So good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott. Now, Nicole Ryan's voice, it really sounds like Paige Davis's older sister. Like, I always want to match people's voices. Even today's Friday, and there was a caller who called in from Duxbury, Mass. Trust me, we'll get to that in 40 minutes, but... he sounded just like Michael from the Dance Academy. And it's just, that happens all the time where you're like, that voice. Even, haven't you heard like commercials where you're like, is that John Krasinski? Is that John Krasinski trying to fucking sell me a stapler right now? Through, like, they try to use voices that, but it's not John Krasinski. That's the point. It's just instead of a lookalike, it's a voice-alike actor. It's an actor that sounds like John Krasinski, so then they can have that kind of voice recognition with people without actually having to pay a John Krasinski salary, you know? Oh my God, with AI and everything now, there's going to be so many licensing deals. That's going to be the new thing. And you're going to see the same faces everywhere. Like, you can literally, Jeff Lewis can license out his face, and I can be watching Real Housewives of Miami, and I can request my AI to make every single character in the Jeff Lewis. So that it's just Jeff Lewis on Marsha Pippen's body, Jeff Lewis on Gertie's body. You know, it's just, and then I just watch a show of all these Jeffs yelling at each other. Why'd you fuck my grandpa? I don't know. Real Housewives of Miami, they have some wild ass storylines. But okay, back to Nicole Ryan's voice and Paige Davis. I was like, wait, but what happened to Paige? What happened to Paige? And then I was like, what happened to Megan? What happened to Megan Weaver? And then I was like, what happened to Toby? What happened to Toby? Those were the questions I started off the week with, and two out of the three got answered. Two out of the three. All right. So we know that Megan and Jeff, he hasn't said this. Maybe he did on the extended, but clearly I know that him and Megan, they were just taking a little space. They mentioned that before. And so I get it. They're going to stay friends and work on their friendship, but they just need a little time. Okay, great. That's Megan. Toby, I seriously thought he was either dead. Oh, I don't know why I had to repeat that so many times. Talking about a dog, RIP, to no one, because he didn't die. We found out later in the week that he was busy. He's just doing the same thing he's been doing since he was born and just running around Jeff's house, shitting everywhere. But honestly, I don't think we've talked about Toby the past month. So it was good to know that he still has a heartbeat, even if he's still causing a ruckus around Chateau Lewis. But Paige Davis, maybe she's been on Jeff Lewis extended. I'm now wondering, is she the chump that requested? Remember what Jeff said, somebody requested some of Margaret Joseph's alcohol or non-alcohol drinks. I don't know. Somebody like overstepped their bounds a little. And I mean, elimination, it's a game of elimination with Jeff Lewis's world. So I have questions about that. But moving on in JLL, on the flight from LA to New York City, the guy that was sitting in front of Jeff and Shane, he bought Wi-Fi access just... This is such a 2024 thing. Actually, it's been the past 5 years. Yeah, it wasn't like he wanted to get business done or, you know, write some emails to Grandma Pearl and check in on her. No, fuck that. He wants to see some hot ass bitches. So he was getting carpal tunnel, sitting in a tunnel of farts, aka an airplane. And basically this guy just spent about 5 hours swiping on Tinder the entire flight. You guys, this is exactly why. This is why. Ew, I'm such a demon. This is why I deleted Hinge. I deleted it 2 weeks ago and... Yes, it is already re-downloaded. Thank you for asking. Because it's all a game, you guys. It's all of these apps are such a game. And I'm telling you, the dating apps, the same boys from 2020 are still on it on 2024. And to be fair, so is the same girl. Hi, hello, I'm the problem. It's me. But it's also them. It's all of us. We're all the problem. And so it's not even like you're going on these apps and like suddenly a new person. No, it's literally like a high school reunion, but you've just never met these strangers. But it feels like you've known them for, like, I watched them grow up. I watched these boys grow up before my very eyes. It's so touching. It's so touching. But really, I just want them to be touching me, but they can't touch me because they can't touch this. No, but the reason they can't touch this is because they're twats. They're all fucking twats. They're, you guys, I could go on rant after rant. If anything, I would just love to show Jeff Lewis my Hinge because I screenshot the shit out of these boys. They say the most inappropriate things to me. The other day, somebody told me I was drop dead gorgeous. Drop dead? How dare you? How fucking dare you? Are you trolling me? Are you trying to, because I wake up with me, all right? I'm a naked mole rat. Like, don't ever come at me with the word gorgeous. Oh my God, you little twat. Figure out how to talk to a lady. Oh my God, it's all jokes. Jokes are us, but it's not a joke on how much dating apps have turned into games. It's literally just swipe, 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 swipe. So basically, if I deleted Hinge, then you start to kind of feel like shit about yourself. You're like, oh, I'm young, I'm cute. Should I be dating? Well, I'm not that young, but I'm not that cute. But whatever, maybe I should be dating, even though I don't want to. I just want to hang out with my cats. We understand this. However, I'm just saying, if for anybody out there, you delete Hinge, well, for girls, straight girls. That's the experience I can speak from. So I can sit on the couch at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday and be like, ugh, nobody wants to date me. I'm gross. And I can download Hinge. And by the next morning, there's over 100 guys trying to ask you out. I'm not kidding. This is not a drill. But the joke of it all is that out of those 100 guys, maybe one would get a swipe back. It's a no for me, dog. And so I'm just saying that it's crazy, actually, that Jeff Lewis isn't on the apps, because it is such like a psychology of, it's like reward, instant gratification. You instantly get told by over 100 guys in your local area. If you're like, no one wants to go out with me, they're all like sitting there on their dicks in their phones. Like, yeah, we do. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess people do want to go out with me. So great. I'm just going to sit on the couch more and not go out with them because that's what I want. So it's all a game. You people are sick. You're sick. I just picture Bethany Frankel's voice. You people are sick. Yeah, we are, bitch, but so are you. So are you. Okay, so then Jeff Lewis reads us some text from the New York guy that he thought he blew it with, but I don't, maybe still has another chance to blow him. I don't know. So the most alarming part about all of this was Jeff texted first, that's fine, saying, hey, it's Jeff. I'll be in New York this weekend if you're around for a drink. And the other guy, the New York guy, says, hey, I'll be around these days. Ba 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 ba. Okay. All right. Cringe. First of all, Jeff Lewis texting this guy that he's been on multiple dates with, potentially has had his dick inside of his asshole. I don't know. I don't know the facts. All I'm saying is that they have clearly talked before, met up before, done all this. The fact that Jeff Lewis texted him and said, hey, it's Jeff. Who the fuck else? What the fuck else is it? In today's day and age, folks, this is a PSA for everybody. You don't even need to say your name, okay? Your iPhone's either going to introduce you for you. They already know your name. They're going to introduce, hi, I'm speaking from Amy's iPhone. Like, it does the automatic name suggestion. But even more than that, Jeff has clearly already texted with this guy many, many times. I'm sure even shared a phone call or two. So the fact that somebody who is saved in your phone texts you and says, hey, that's like my mom texting me and being like, hey, it's mom. No shit, sure. Who the fuck else is mom in my phone? I am a monster, I understand, but I don't know if I was made for this world, but I love living in it. Thanks for letting me. Okay, so the second issue with this, it wasn't just Jeff saying, hey, it's Jeff. That was bad, but he's actually, the New York guy might work for him because they are equals. They are equals in fucking up the texting language, because you never have to introduce yourself to somebody that you've already gone on dates with. Hey, it's Jeff. Oh, no shit. But then also, for the New York guy to get that text and not call it out, first of all, I'd be like, oh, really? I thought it was Barney. What the fuck? I thought it was Clinton. What the fuck? No, Clinton would be asking to FaceTime so that he could see your clit in him. I don't know. Clinton Bill is weird. Justice for Monica Lewinsky. All right, so I actually do love Monica. Okay, we all do. So for the New York guy to then respond with, hey, hey, ho, ho, are we the Lumineers here? Like, what the? hey, ho, ho, my people, they must go. Like, what? All right, Amy, don't let people use whatever verbiage they want. But I can't. I have to comment on it because it broke my soul. They broke my soul. Last week I said I would break Oscar's soul. Joke was on me, as it always is. But yeah, that broke. Hey, it's Jeff. And then the guy to say back, hey. That right there. Hey, it's Jeff. And then hey. You two, both of you, need to go into texting anonymous. You need to go into recovery. It's like those Allstate commercials or Farmers, whatever insurance. And it's like trying to unprogram what your parents taught you. Like that, the I can't believe it's not butter container, that plastic container. We save those. We save those for years and they turn into jars for sauce and this and that. And it's like, throw that nasty ass plastic away. You want to know why we're all dying? You want to know why we're all dying? Because I've literally been eating my lunch leftovers out of I can't believe it's not butter or margarine containers for my entire childhood. It actually is fucked up. All right, ho ho, hey hey. Moving on to Tuesday, we had Dorinda Medley. What are you doing here without Dorinda? Was Dorinda's first question. What are you doing in New York without me these past few trips? And Jeff's like, I'm trying to catch some D. And Dorinda's like, same. With a martini in my hand. And Jeff's like, same. And Dorinda's like, then why don't we do it together? And Jeff's like, because I thought you were on pause and no one hit play yet. All right, I'm done with our accent. No, but Jeff was like, yeah, Dorinda, I might not have had you on my radio show the past couple of months, but you're busy. You're busy. You have work. You have your own radio show. And then your parents are getting older. Your parents are getting older. You're helping to take care of them. And I had to hit pause. I was on pause for that. When people say the phrase, my parents are getting older, your parents are getting older, like, I just love it so much because it's like, whose parents are getting younger? Whose parents are getting, you know, I had to move back to Rhode Island. My parents are getting older. That, like, no fucking shit. Again, the theme of this week's episode is going to be no shit, Sherlock. Because it's just so funny. It happens ever since, like, you hit 20 years old, you will never stop talking about how your parents are getting older. Whether you're 20 or you're 50, it's always jarring. It is so jarring to watch your parents get older and older. Mine are starting to lose teeth. Dad still needs his replacement ASAP because I'm not taking him out in public until that's done. No, he actually really did have to get a back molar pulled, but that's a different. It just made me laugh. Like, whenever people say my parents are getting older, I just want to be like, really? That's so funny. They should just try to be like mine and get younger instead. Like, what? Though, of course they're getting older. It's the same as when you put on a TV show. There was this new Netflix documentary, and it does that standard template thing in the beginning where it's like, the following episode includes images of abuse involving minors, which may be disturbing to some viewers. And I'm like, may? It may be disturbing to some viewers? Shouldn't it be very disturbing to all viewers? Like, it is not funny at all, the abuse of the minor part, but it's so crazy that it's like, some of these things, it might bother some of you, but the rest of you are fucking psychopaths sitting on your couch and you can handle it. You can handle it, but the good ones, they're going to be a little shook by this. Oh my God. It's in the same breath as I wanted to get my car detailed. So I reached out to a company for pricing and they responded back and they were like, so this is the base price, but then it increases based on the state of the car. And I was like, it changes based on the state of the car? If I need my car detailed, it's not because it's clean. It's not because it's fucking clean, bro. What the fuck? It's because it's dirty. It's because my car's fucking dirty. What do you mean the state of my car? They should all be dirty. If their car is clean, then you don't need a detail. That's one detail they should be telling you. The detail is that it's fucking dirty. So clean the shit. What do you mean? I hate all these, like, tier pricing, surge pricing, scam, scam, brrrah. It's like, oh my God, just, the bottom line is I should clean it myself, but oh, I'm so inherently lazy. It's such a quality to fight. And I just, sometimes I'm too weak, man. Too weak, too dirty, too weak. Dirty little hamster for life. All right, so then on JLL, Jeff is talking about how special his relationship was with his grandmother. Lovely. That's so cute. And how when she died, all of these good things started happening in Jeff's life. And he knew that it wasn't a coincidence. Like, it's obviously her in the heavens above blessing him as he goes along in his own journey. And all I could think is... If you can't tell by the evil laugh where this is heading, Do I have to kill my grandma? Do I have to kill my grandma so that good shit can start happening to me? It's just such a funny logic to me. Like, oh my God, this person that was such a big part of my life, they passed away. And it's just, I feel so grateful now that because so many great things happened in my life and I know it's because of them. And I'm like, damn, then should I start killing off the important people in my life so they can start blessing me from above? Don't think I wouldn't do it. Don't, if you told me that Grandma Pearl had to go in order for blessings to come my way, it's been great knowing you, babe, but you made it far enough. You made it far enough, okay? Her thing is always take me to the river and sit on me. Don't tell me twice. I already got the river picked. I'm kidding. Ish. I'm kidding. I'm kidding-ish. But then Jeff asked Dorinda, hey, do you carry cash around? And Dorinda's like, yeah, oh my God, all the time. I'm a total cash person. And Jeff is like, same. I just have it pouring out of every single orifice, every single pocket I can find. Why do you think my bulge is so big? It's just a wad of ones. And Dorinda's like, same. Oh my God, I literally will never even step out of my apartment without a bundle of cash. And Jeff's like, same. You guys, I mentioned last week, where are the producers to step the fuck in? Because this topic should be filed under shit you should never say when you're a public figure. What the fuck? Who in a public platform says how much cash they carry around when one of you lives in New York City and one of you lives in Los Angeles? If we want to talk about crime rates, I might make an ass out of just you. I won't make an ass out of me, just you. But I think New York and LA are probably fighting for the top percentage. So yeah, I mean, just to put that target on your own back, if you want, all right. But I don't want to be in a dark alley, even just next to Jeff, no error, or Dorinda. What are you doing without Dorinda? Oh, we didn't invite her because she's strapped up with cash and I don't want to be caught in the crossfire. So you guys get robbed and I will stay with my debit card. Okay, so then Jeff asked Dorinda about estate planning because they're the types to have estates and they got a plan for that shit. And Dorinda's like, look, just don't leave your kids any property. Excuse me? Speak for your motherfucking self. I hope Dorinda doesn't talk to my mother. I hope she ain't talking to my mother because you can leave me all the property. What awful advice. Like, leave your kids everything. The world's awful enough. Okay, moving on to the Wednesday episode. We had Nikki Haskell and Josh Flagg. So Jeff starts off by being like, Josh, you text with Candy spelling a lot, right? And Nikki's like, we both do. Just to prove it, I can tell you she has a champion dog, a little puppy right now. You wouldn't know that unless you knew her. And Josh is like, well, I mean, I would know that because I'm the one that bought her the dog. I bought her a champion. But yes, I do text with Candy spelling. And anyway, she's going to Paris, California, and da 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 da. We just move on to like a bunch of other topics. And I was like, whoa. Screech! You bought your friend a dog? A dog? Look, I know rich people are not like us. Stars are not like us. But to buy somebody a pet, like it's not even like a fish or a snake, but that seems rather high maintenance as well. Who buys somebody a snake? But to buy a friend, a dog. There are so many questions I have to that. Did Candy Spelling know beforehand? Did she ask for this dog? Did she want the dog? Well, did you have a backup plan? Were you going to take it to Vanderpump Dogs? If Candy Spelling didn't want it, were you going to give it to Tori Spelling? Because I think Tori's got enough little ones to take care of. You know, like there's just, I couldn't believe we just let that slide with zero questions asked. All right. Don't ask, don't tell. That doesn't apply here. Josh told us. So do ask, do tell. Then in JLL, we talk about everyone's dating life. And Jeff is like, it's not good to be alone. It's not good. And Josh is like, my therapist says I need to be alone and learn to like myself. I love how it wasn't even love yourself. Don't go too far. Don't try to love yourself. Josh, we just want you to work on liking for now. Learn to lust after yourself. No, but Nikki was like, I can learn to like myself and be out all night at Cipriani, all right? I can do it all. Nikki makes a great point because I talk about how much I love being alone. I mean, obviously with my cats, we get it. But if the alternative was going out to Cipriani's, sign me up, Buttercup. Sign me up. Like, bouginess motivates me. If I was going to nice restaurants, of course I'd want to go out more. But if the alternative is like your friends being like, do you want to go to a brewery? No, no, I don't. I don't. I want to watch 90 Day Fiance and have 12 pounds of fur sitting on my chest. If you text me and say, do you want to go to Cipriani's? Get this fucking furball off of me. Get this cat out. I don't care where it goes for the night. It can stay in the cellar. Like, I'm going out. Mama's going out and having some fucking fun with the bougie bitches. Look, we all have our motivating factors, okay? I'm not saying it's good or it's whatever. It's all, it just is what it is. So then Jeff was like, Nikki, I do love going to your Instagram and your TikTok for all of your little drops of wisdom that you leave the world. And Jeff's like, my favorite thing you ever said, this mind-blowing revolutionary concept that you dropped into the ether was, stop worrying. Stop worrying. It'll all work out in the end. Everything works out. When has it not worked out? Yeah, no, but also with that logic, like, what if it only works out because you worried? Because you worried and you fretted and you came up with these solutions and that whatever and all the worrying it led to this and that. I don't know. I don't know. It's just like when people say, I'm so grateful for everything because it brought me to this exact point in life. And I'm like, yeah, but what if you could have gotten to that point 5 years ago? Like, to me, it's almost, I get it in some instances, but for others, it just seems like a reason, you're giving everybody such an excuse. Like, it's such an excuse to be a piece of shit for however many years, because then you can just be like, but I wouldn't be the person I am today if I wasn't that piece of shit for so long. Yeah, but you would have been the person you are today 10 years ago and caused so much less hurt. And, you know, like, it just kind of gives an out for, like, working on things, because it's like, it'll all work out. It's all fine. Okay, if you say so. If you say so, Nikki Haskell. The real bottom line of life is it's all about balance. And that's fucking annoying, especially for someone like me. I'm sure a lot of you, it's like the extremist side. Like, you either want it all or you want nothing. And really, we just have to all be like that fucking bitch. That bitch in a little red hood. Wait, was Red Riding Hood, was she the same as Goldilocks? Are they two different? Well, yeah, one had a bear and one was a wolf. I feel like Goldilocks and Little Red Riding Hood would be best friends. And I'm still not convinced that they're not the same person. I have things to look into after this episode. Okay, so then they talk about friendships. And Nikki Haskell was saying, when you've had the same friends for so long, sometimes you realize that you're only really still friends with them because you've known each other forever. Like, you're grandfathered into the friendship, but really, you don't want to be. Like, if you met them today, you wouldn't really be dying to be their friend. So she realized that they're not loyal to you at all. And then Jeff, of course, gives his signature response when anybody tries to go deep. He does the same as Andy Cohen. Andy is notorious for this, especially during reunions, whatever. Even Real Housewives of Miami, Kiki was talking about how she got kicked out at 16 and how she struggles with her relationship with her parents and with finances and this and that. And Andy literally goes, mm-hmm. All right, so we'll be back, everybody. And I'm like, okay, Jeff Lewis. Okay, same person sometimes. Jeff Cohen. No, but Jeff was like, mm-hmm. All right, so let's take calls now. And then they cut to break. And as they were cutting to break, because Nikki was just talking about a friend who she's known forever, who she realized wasn't loyal to her at all. These hoes ain't loyal. And as they're cutting to break and the music's about to cut in, Nikki says, it's almost like a hot mic moment, except not hot mic because she knew she was mic'd up, but she was like, you know who's like that? And right as she says, you know who's like that? She was about to spill the hottest tea in the bunch, the hottest tea all over us. We were about to get third degree burns from this gossip. And instead, fucking Cyndi Lauper with the cock block, with the tea block, with the gossip block, the goss block. Cock block or a goss block. Cyndi Lauper starts blaring through, or whatever singer starts blaring through the speakers. And I was like, no! What was Nikki about to say? Who is like that? I wouldn't probably know who she's talking about, but it was just that moment of like, you're about to get hot tea. And then instead they just pour the boiling kettle on your face and ow. And you're like, why did you do that? Like, why did you cut to break? Why did you play that song in the break? Why didn't you let Nikki talk some shit on the mic? All right. But then when we come back, Jeff goes over some more pearls of wisdom from Nikki's TikTok. Something about the new version of you identifying the old version of you in a lineup. It's the same as I was saying before, the person you are today with the person you were back then. And it's like, yeah, but you could have been the person you are today 5 years ago if you cut the shit. Just cut the bullshit. But the bullshit's the fun part of life. I get it. So Nikki was like, look, people cannot get out of their own rut. Their own rut. They've fallen into a trap, whether it's good or bad, and they can't get out of it. And all I could think of is her saying, whether it's good or bad, whether it's good, what good rut have you ever gotten stuck in? What good, is that a thing? Is that a thing? Can you get into a good rut? Like, oh my God, you guys, it's so annoying. Out of nowhere, somebody just gave me a brand new car. Then I bought this $1 million lottery ticket. Then I got offered free tickets to Cipriani's or whatever, free reservation. Sure. Somebody please help me. I can't get out of this amazing rut that I've fallen into. I'm trapped. I'm trapped in good luck and good fortune. Said no one ever. She was like, people can't get out of their own way, whether it's good or bad. What is it good? What is it good? I love it so much. I love it so much. All right, moving on to the Thursday episode. We had Monica Kaisi and Todrick. I used to be able to do Tigger's laugh. Ew. Okay. So Monica got into a hit and run at Madonna. Oh my God. You thought Madonna was going to be the biggest bitch that night. Uh-uh. It was Monica Kaisi. Monica Kaisi. So everything was fine. It's all fine. Everything was fine during the night. But then as they were leaving the parking garage, Monica scraped the side of someone else's car and obviously drove away, because when you're in that situation, you're just like, I can't be liable right now. I don't have the patience to be liable for this accident. It's so awful. It is. And I wish I could scold Monica, because people have done that to me. Like, you go out to your car and all of a sudden you're like, did I just get keyed? Or is that somebody's paint? Or is that like, what? Did somebody slam their door into, what the fuck just happened to my car? But also we've all been there, right? We've all pulled a Monica, you know, you give a little tap, a little, and you're just like, it's not, today is not the day for me to get into my insurance shit. Like, I so bad karma is coming. Don't worry. That's the thing. Karma will eventually take over. So if I were Monica, I'd be shaking in my boots. That's the thing about karma. It'll come up and snatch you when you're not expecting it. And so for her, it's almost, that's why you have to be a good person. That's what you have to do. Just like Taylor Swift's song, Karma, keep your side of the rail tracks clean. Rail tracks, I don't know. For Monica, that's a fail. You just, you failed life's test there. And again, karma is a cat that bites me. So get ready to get bitten, bitch. Bitch. No, I love you, Monica. Okay, so I just talked about Monica Lewinsky. I love all Monicas. Justice for the Monicas. Justice actually for the car that Monica Kaisi hit. Okay, so then we find out that Toby, again, he does exist, you guys. Oh my God, I truly thought, talk about Jeff Lewis being Andy Cohen. I thought he pulled an Andy and Monroe was like, yo, I'm kind of sick of this dog. We only can have one bitch in this house, and it's obviously my dad's. So, yeah, Toby's got to go. But I guess that wasn't the case. And Toby and Monroe are tighter than ever because he was actually sleeping in her room when he decided to take a giant shit on her floor in the middle of the night. Which, to be fair, it's the same as like when cats, they go out and they go hunting and they bring a bird, like a live bird, into your room. Happened to me before. But yeah, cats will bring you a gift if they love you, and dogs will shit near you if they love you. And so Monroe is clearly Toby's favorite. But Monroe went to wake Jeff up because Toby shit in her room. So here's my question, or not even a question, but let's just lay out this scene, right? So Monroe is sleeping in her room, and all of a sudden she wakes up, like her nose wakes her up. When have you ever been woken up by the scent of something? Unless it's a four-alarm fire, like what the fuck scent has ever woken you up? And so for her little nose to have to be put through that torture of smelling another animal's decrepit shit rotting in your room on your brand new rug. Blech. And so for her, no, she wakes up and she goes, what is it? Smells awful. It smells like poop. Did I poop my pe-? That must have been her first thought. Like, did I poop my bed? No. Then did she turn on her light and like go hunting for poop? I mean, it obviously wasn't hard to find. It was a giant shit cake, giant shit pie in the middle of her rug. But it's still just like the thought of like a little kid waking up by the scent of shit just disturbed me on a lot of levels. But what was even worse, fucking Todrick. Todrick, are you joking me? You better be fucking, you better clean up this mouth of yours real fucking quick, okay? I don't, does anybody, do any of the Trump sell soap? I know some, we have hair dryers and we have seasoning salt and we have merchandise and da-da-da-da-da. But does anybody have a bar of fucking soap for Todrick Hall? Because you want to know what that fool said? That I love that fool, but you want to know what he fucking said? Later on, Jeff was asking about Todrick's voice in Disney Parade. I guess Todrick sings for the Disney Parade. Amazing. But of course, when Todrick was talking about it, Jeff was making faces at him like, fucking nerd, you're singing for Disney, what the fuck? But Todrick was like, don't make that face at me, Jeffrey. Do not make that fucking face at me. Like, you just smelled Toby's doo-doo juice or something. And I literally, my soul left my body and went to Capriccio's with Nikki Haskell. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened in that moment, but to hear the words doo-doo juice, I don't want my laughter to confuse Todrick into thinking, no, it's not funny. It's not cute. That was the most disgusting description of anything I have ever heard in my fucking life. And I kind of loved it and I hated it at the same time, which is the exact kind of content I love, when I can love it and hate it together, just as Jeff Lewis. Love you, Jeff. Hate you sometimes. No, I don't. Never. Never. Well, yeah, sometimes. No, I love you. But doo-doo juice. You know what? That is what the boys on Hinge are drinking. That's what the boys on all these dating apps are drinking. Have you guys been drinking doo-doo juice? Because why the fuck are you guys just pieces of shit? You guys... Anybody listening would be like, excuse me, ma'am, I don't think they're the problem. I think it's coming from the evil gremlin cackling away behind the microphone. All right, moving on to Friday. We had Miss Kelly Dodd, Rick Leventhal, and Doug Buttenbach. It's Doug Buttenbach, bitch. So all the chumps hung out at Cook and Kibitz last night, and it turned into a fundraiser, basically. Fundraiser. What? Why are there so many fundraisers out there? I get it. People need funds. Fund. F-U-N-D-S. But don't we have enough fundraisers? Why can't we have a fundraiser? An F-U-N raiser. A fun. Let's everybody just come and let's raise as much fucking fun as we can. Who's with me? Woo! I think that's what Chump Camp was. Chump Camp was a fundraiser, you know? They need more of those. So the fund money raiser they were holding last night was for a crock pot, a Cuisinart, but Kelly Dodd really took over. She was the fundraiser chairman, and she brought in so much money as Jeff points out, because of her tits. Her tits for tips. Show your tits, get some tips. Welcome to OnlyFans, people. We also learned from last night that Kelly Dodd loves doing dishes. She loves to. Who the fuck loves doing dishes? Said no one ever, ever. She's doing dishes at Doug Buden's house. She was doing dishes at Kerry Lewis's house. You know where she won't be doing dishes? Marcus Jordan's house, okay? Marcus Jordan does not want any housewife doing dishes in his house because they don't have the credential. I don't remember Real Hot last week. Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son, said he's dating Larsa Pippen, and he was like, all the other girls, all the other housewives on the stage, they wouldn't even be able to do dishes in my house, bitch. Minus the bitch part, but basically, he might as well have said bitch, because it's fun to say. But all I could think is Kelly Dodd, like, going to... going to a dinner party, Larsa Pippen invites her, and then Kelly starts to try doing the dishes, and Marcus is like, oh, bitch, not in my house. Housewives don't do dishes in my house, bitch. Not again, not because they're too good for it. He thinks the opposite. You're not even worthy enough to do dishes in my house because my dad was a great basketball player and I profited off of his name. So, yeah. I just want to say, Marcus Jordan, you are invited to do dishes at my house whenever. And you know what? Not just Marcus. This is an open invitation. Anyone who wants to do dishes, you're fucking invited. Do you want to vacuum? We invite the vacuumers over. Anyone for dusting? You know what? I'm going to just get a friend that loves every one single thing. Like, I want a friend that loves cleaning cats' litter boxes. I need one friend that loves dishes, one friend that loves doing laundry, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to invite them all over for a dinner party and watch my house bippity boppity boop get absolutely turned into a sparkling clean. It'll be shining harder than the Chrysler building. Remember that in Annie, Orphan Annie, that movie? That's how it like started. You better scrub harder than the Chrysler building. Oh my God, that was such a good fucking movie. I wonder if Monroe's ever seen with the, you know, the ginger version. She had like a ginger afro, little Annie. She could literally be my daughter. It actually looks like my childhood pictures. Okay, so moving on, Kelly and Rick, in their relationship, one of their biggest quarrels is usually about driving. Rick thinks that he's in NASCAR. Kelly thinks that she's 97 years old. And again, I just told you guys in the beginning of the episode, lots of people, we like to be extremists, whether we want to admit it or not. I think it's just a human trait. And so Rick goes one way to the extreme, driving like a madman. And Kelly is driving like what's the opposite of mad? A happy woman. It's a madman and a happy woman. Oh my God. When really they just need to be Goldilocks right in the middle. But again, that's just no fun. And so Kelly Dodd was saying how she's never even gotten a speeding ticket. Not even one speeding ticket in her lifetime. In her lifetime? How? To me, like, did anybody else find that shocking? Because to me, I feel like Kelly Dodd's personality was built for road rage. Like, I would think out of anybody in this planet, Kelly Dodd would have over 100 speeding tickets, right? Like, that, it just fits her vibe. But to find out that she's really just like my grandma Pearl behind the wheel, okay, I guess you can't go too hard and be a little cray in every situation. So that, for me, I have road rage, but I don't have like regular rage like Kelly does. Well, she said she's changed, so we'll give her the benefit of the deet. Benefit of the doot. The benefit of the Mrs. Doubtfire. No, I honestly just thought that was crazy that in Kelly's 30 plus years of driving, there's not one ticket on that record. Even a cop thinking she's cute and wanting to pull it. Come on, I don't buy it. No, I buy it. I believe. Sure, I believe you, Kelly. I believe women. Okay, so then they talk about Doug's truffle salt, and I believe Doug. Throw Doug in that category too, because they talk about Doug's truffle salt, and it's produced in Duxbury, Mass, and it's hand-harvested, whatever the fuck that means. Well, it's, do you pick it out of the ocean? You pick the salt drops out of the ocean? Where is salt born from? What? Of rock, right? Salt goes from the ocean, lands on the rocks, and then she's picking rocks? How do you know you're not eating gravel? How do you know there's not gravel in that salt? All right, so I just wanted to say, I've mentioned this before. That's how you know. Jeff, you should be fucking listening to Splash's Ass for many reasons, but first and foremost, because we've already cleared up this topic for you. We've already rest assured all of your doubts. You could have been sleeping like a baby the past few months knowing that duck salt is so fucking legit. You want to know why? The same reason one of the callers said, Duxbury, Mass is so fucking bougie. I know the area way too well, okay? Actually, not well enough. Not well enough, more likely. I know it because I'm not allowed in it. I wish I knew it better. No, if you're from New England, then you're just from every single state in New England except Connecticut. Connecticut does not exist. It's a place for murderers and New Yorkers that don't want to live in the city. That's all Connecticut is for. Delaware, I don't even think Delaware's real. I've never in my life met one person from Delaware. I know Craig Conover. It's a reality star. That is the one. Oh, isn't Biden from Delaware? Anyways, so two people. I know two people in this entire universe. Okay, great. Then all that means to me is Delaware doesn't exist. Also, no one goes to Delaware. When have you ever heard anybody in their life being like, we should go vacation in Delaware? They need a new PR person. Delaware needs a PR rep, all right? I'm not offering myself for the job. I'm too busy working for Duxbury, Mass and letting you know that you should buy the truffle salt because there's lots of truffle-like people in Duxbury. So I just believe it. I believe that it's bougie and I believe that you can also, you know what? Fuck that. I'm just going to go lick rocks in Duxbury. That'll be cheaper than buying the... truffle salt. Can you imagine? I just bring a plate of scrambled eggs down to the beach with my nieces and nephews and I'm like, kick rocks, kids. And they all start kicking rocks so that all the sea salt comes flying off of it and I just catch it on the plate with my eggs. I actually might do that this summer. I wonder if Lovely Seasoning Salt lists sand as an ingredient. Because again, if you're hand harvesting salt from near the ocean, near all the, like, there's no way that 1 to 12,000 grains of sand isn't going to end up in the same jar as all the salt. How can you tell the difference between salt or sand? Sand or salt? I don't know, but either way, just buy Doug's Sandy Salt, all right? And have the best fucking week ever. We'll be back next week with Jeff Lewis Live Recap again and again and again and again. And I fucking love you forever. Bye.
Splash, splash, splash. Splash your sails, splash your sails.